You say probably. What's happened to him?
He's either drunk or has a cold.
And if he goes, what would you say?
Probably got TB or cold.
Mm-hmm. And the particular thing, you say he has a...
TB?
Well, just a...
Or a chest cold.
He has a chest cold and he has to...
cough?
Yeah. And then when his voice gets raspy, you say he's...
got a harsh throat or an irritated throat.
Mm-hmm. And his voice is hoarse?
Hoarse.
A person who can't hear, you say, is...
hard hearing.
And if his hearing is totally gone, you say
he's deaf.
And if you see a man come in from the field in the middle of the day and his shirt is just dripping wet.
Perspiring or sweating.
Somebody says, how did he get his shirt wet? You say, well, he was out there in the field and he...
he's been perspiring or sweating. He's been sweating.
Sometimes men get a sore on the back of their neck. It has a hard spot in the middle.
A boil?
Yeah.
Carbuncle?
What do you call the fluid in a boil?
Pus.
And you say it's not, the skin there isn't nice and flat and smooth, it's...
irritated.
And how about the...
swollen.
And if a man gets shot, a doctor will dress the...
the wound.
Did you have trouble with your cattle when you were a boy, when they brush against fences, cut themselves, and the wound wouldn't heal?
It was inflamed, or it usually had screw worms, or screw worms.
Did it have that red, angry-looking stuff around it?
Irritated flesh, or Proud flesh.
That's a strange name.
Yeah, it is. That's what everybody used to say, proud flesh, when something was irritated.
What did you treat them with?
Creosote dip and solution of salt water and then prepared solutions.
A man told me he used to put lime in those wounds.
Well,
that sounds vicious to me.
It did. So we used to wash them out with solutions of salt water and carbolic acid.
Mm-hmm. If you came back from a trip and found that a friend of yours had died, you knew he'd had a disease, but you didn't know which one, you'd ask another friend and say, perhaps, can you tell me what he...
passed away from.
Mm-hmm. And then the body would be taken to the undertaker and he'd embalm it and put it in a
casket.
And then it would be taken to the church for the
funeral.
And then burial would be at the
cemetery.
And the widow would wear black to show that she's
in mourning.
And somebody, if she's particularly upset, somebody might say, now everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to...
to worry.
Mm-hmm. What do you call it when the joints get stiff and swell up?
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm. What did you call that as a boy, remember?
Stiffening, let's see. Stiffening of the joints.
I talked to a man the other day.